Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard to believe. That was like 3 full years ago. Yesterday, our anniversary show. Off we go into year four. Still try to be smart. Don't always deliver. It's the Hoffman Show. Now, not only with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, but iHeartRadio and TuneIn. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And one way to be smart is to bring on really smart guests. Kendra Andrews from ESPN is just that. We're going to bring Kendra on now and hopefully catch Sonia Citron at 6:30. So, Kendra, first of all, welcome to our very silly radio show. Thank you for your flexibility as we try to catch Sony, and hope you're having a great week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you reported with your colleague Alexa Philippou yesterday that the Mystics have, in some form or fashion, fielded trade calls or the idea of dealing Aliyah Edwards, their first draft pick last year, first round pick, sixth overall, and that could mean a lot of things. Teams could have called them. Mm-hmm. They could be putting out feelers. Like, what more can you tell us in detail about the status of Aliyah Edwards, the Washington Mystics, and other teams' interest in her?
Yeah, I think the way to simply sum it up is just that they're ongoing and nothing is, you know, we'll say imminent or going to happen right now, right away. But it's something that they're thinking about and having conversations with a handful of teams. You know, we've seen this season that Aliyah's minutes have dwindled after her being such an important role to the team last year, and part of that is because of the incredible rookie duo, Kiki Irifena, especially in the front court. Same with Shakira. The Mystics just seem to on their young stars that they have right now that aren't Aliyah Edwards, and so you kind of have to look at this in a little bit of a long term approach, because yes, they could 100% still keep her, and that is fine, and they wouldn't lose anything. But you also look at the fact that there are a lot of veterans who are set to be free agents next year. So, you know, a team looking to add someone now, she's still going to be on her rookie scale contract. So that could be something that other teams are trying to land, knowing that someone will be back the following season. And the other thing that you look at is that there's going to be so many expansion drafts really over the next 5 years. But with two teams joining the league next year, some, you know, teams are going to have to protect some players and leave other players unprotected. And if she isn't a part of your rotation, and if you don't foresee her being a part of the plan moving forward, you know, see what you can get for a very young, talented player with a lot of upside versus losing her for nothing in 6 months from now. And so I think that all of these things are things that the Mystics are considering and weighing. But again, it's not a decision that they're rushing into or something that they feel that they have to absolutely do right now.
So a huge shaping factor of this is that expansion draft you just mentioned, Kendra. What do we know now about what the rules will be? How many players will be protected? Or do we not? And are GMs and execs otherwise around the league freaking out about that as we steamroll towards the trade deadline? What is it, about a month from now?
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything publicly that we know. You know, maybe GMs and execs and league or team officials have been informed a bit from the league of what their plan is, because as you said, like, the trade deadline is quickly approaching, faster than I think anyone wants it to be. And so you do have to start looking past this year. And I think the expansion draft has put like different pressure on the way that teams operate now. And it's also going to be even more different, I think, than what we saw last, December for the Valkyries expansion draft, because there are two teams that are going to be in this draft versus just the one. So is the fact that both Portland and Toronto will be in this expansion draft adjust any of the rules that we saw from when Golden State was joining? Because when Golden State was expanding for their draft, you know, it was protecting six players on each team. So we don't know if it's still going to be six players, if it's going to be less than that, because more players are going to have to be selected. But I'm sure it is, as you pointed out, something that GMs are trying to figure out and think about when they're navigating around the trade deadline.
I mean, it just feels utterly ridiculous that they wouldn't know. Like, how do you do any kind of long-term planning? And I think another thing too, the NWSL completely got rid of their expansion drafts, and they got rid of all drafts. Mm-hmm. Before they did, they allowed teams to trade. So if, say, the Mystics wanted to get Aaliyah to Toronto, where she's from, and say, hey, we know this is good for you, it's also good for us, and then no team could take, or Toronto couldn't take another player from them, like, not understanding that seems crazy, but you know what, I guess, what are you going to do? Yell at the league office and hope they listen?
maybe those calls were made. You know, it is an interesting point that you make about the trades. And again, like, it's, I think the league it's easier now maybe for them to come up with rules, because when they did the expansion draft with Golden State, that was the first time in what, like 16 years, right, that they had done it. And now you're doing it far more frequently, because we're going to have an expansion draft in 2025. We're going to have an expansion draft probably in 2027, 28, 29, right, with those other three expansion drafts coming. So it is now that they kind of have to set a precedent for what they want the continued expansion of the W to look like. So as much of a, example we can say of Golden State's expansion was, I think, again, with the continued amount of teams, you know, growing, this next one, I think, is going to set a big precedent for what's to come for Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. But even with those, again, it's different because those are all one team added 1 year. I think this is going to be interesting to see what happens when you have two teams coming in the same year. So we'll see what happens.
Right. And there's also the CBA negotiations. Do the players have something to say? Like, who knows? Yes. The shrug emoji currently could replace the WNBA
really
logo.
It really is. Like, there's so many questions that need to be answered. I think the CBA negotiations, there's obviously such a large part of the conversation from fans of the W and viewers and stuff has been about pay, but there's so much more that is going into this. And one topic of conversation since the announcement of Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia coming are roster sizes. And I think that's something that we could see, you know, be discussed here. Is the 12 players still the right way to go? Is that, and then again, we circle back to our conversation about how to front offices then navigate that if you can add more roster spots. So I just think, as you said, like, the shrug emoji is very big right now in questions around just how the W is going to kind of navigate these next couple months.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of questions, not a lot of answers, and the calendar is moving quickly. Kendra Andrews with us here on The Hoffman Show. Of course, great reporter covering the WNBA and the NBA for ESPN. When we talk more specifically about this reporting that you and Alexa did on Aaliyah, mm-hmm. like, how, you know, she's had some really nice moments. Obviously, I think the best moment of her professional basketball career is how well she played at Unrivaled. How is Aaliyah mm-hmm. Edwards viewed around the league right now? Is she's obviously, as you said, the reason she's not playing here is because Shakira's been unbelievable since she got back in the starting lineup. And Kiki's been incredible since day one, and there's just only so many minutes to go around. But how is Aaliyah Edwards viewed around the league right now?
Yeah, I mean, she's a young player with a lot of upside, and we really saw that last year, just how well she played. And she was on the unfortunate end of an injury at the start of the season. And as you mentioned, like, when one player goes down, it's the next player's opportunity to take that position. And that's exactly what Kiki and Shakira did. But, you know, she's still extremely respected, and her stock is still high, right? Like, she hasn't played poorly at all. Her minutes just have been more restricted. And so I think, looking around, you know, the league, the way that the league looks at her is, again, she's not someone who has fallen off or gave her spot away. It's kind of those minutes were taken by her from two players that have just been playing incredibly. And you know, the Mystics, they're under new management and they're under new coaching. And just with the direction that the team has gone this season. Also, it's like, when the Mystics are, I think, outperforming their expectations, if things are working for you, you kind of have to stick with what's working for you, especially when it's better, a lot better than maybe what you or others expected you were going to be. But again, I think the league has a lot of respect for what Aaliyah can do. She's a young player. She's only in her second year. And that's what people want. They want young stars who can continue to hone in on their skills and have a lot more to grow. And that's what Aaliyah is.
And then last thing for you, Kendra, do you have any sense what the Mystics would be looking for in return? As you said, because of this CBA and everyone's a free agent and Aaliyah or any veteran is a free agent, all the players that have been drafted in the last couple of years on their rookie scaled contracts, so they become extraordinarily valuable. And the Mystics, as you said, also outperforming the expectations perhaps. And so maybe they're a little more ready to be good now and compete and get some playoff experience this year. They already have a ton of draft assets in the future. Are they looking to accumulate even more? Are they looking for a veteran in return? Like, do you have any sense in these trade calls, kind of how the other side of the conversation is going? Oh, you want our number six pick from last year? Well, what are you going to give us?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's always a question. I think the Mystics right now, like we talked about, like, they are outperforming some expectations of what was thought to be the start of a rebuild. And with that, you have to clearly build on momentum, but also not get too ahead of yourself. And you have to play things realistically. And so, is there a piece that can shoot them from where they are now to a real contender? I don't know if that's what their goal is necessarily going to be, but it's, of course, to say, hey, if the young bones of Kiki and Sonia and the emergence of Shakira Austin have gotten us this far, how can we just kind of keep staying competitive and you know, at least maybe just be in that playoff picture? I think that's something that they have to navigate. And it's always interesting hearing, you know, whenever we talk about trades, like, there is so many pieces that have to work out, and it really is, okay, what else are the other teams willing to give up to get a player? And I think that's something that is easier said than done, to come up with perfect trade scenarios of, okay, well, maybe Aaliyah would fit in great with XYZ, but do they have the pieces that the Mystics are looking for? So I don't think the Mystics are going to rush this process of, oh my gosh, we have to contend right away, because is that realistic for them in the first year of this new era? But what can kind of just keep them growing and keep them on the right track?
For sure. And then I think it's also so hard because, so as we're watching with NBA free agency right now and so many of these moves, there's so much financial motivation, and we have no idea what the financial situation is going to be in the league next year. So again, that shrug emoji just keeps coming up, Kendra, and eventually, hopefully, we get some answers. Kendra Andrews, great reporting as always. You can catch her, of course, on television on ESPN, talking about all this stuff, reporting at ESPN.com. Kendra, this was great, and hopefully we'll talk to you again sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. That's Kendra Andrews with us here on The Hoffman Show. Sonia Citron in 15 minutes. We'll react to some of what Kendra just said and hit a few more stories next. But first, the rest of the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're just a few minutes away from Mystics rookie superstar Sonia Citron coming back on the show. Talked to her at Media Day, one of my favorite chats from that day. Just had ESPN's Kendra Andrews on. And we decided basically, Ben, to replace the WNBA logo with the shrug emoji. And it's just, like, I don't want to just sit here and lazily bash the league because I think that, like, being a league commissioner is hard. Running a league is very hard. They're trying to grow a league in a very trying time under a lot of media scrutiny. A lot of the stuff that the W is trying to do now, the NBA got to do in the 1950s and 60s, and in some ways in the 80s. They're trying to combine all the growth that the NBA experienced in the 80s and 90s with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird into like the decade of the 60s, because the league is barely 30, or is not even, I think, 30 years old. I think next year is the 30-year celebration. So it's a lot. It's hard. And you also don't know what you can't know, right? Like, if you have a CBA negotiation that's going to totally remake your rosters, how they're built, the distribution of money, you're doubling your league size, you're going 150% of your league size. You're going from 12 to 18 in 5 years. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can't know, and I presume you can't do. That said, it feels, I will use the word feels, ridiculous that you have teams trying to make trades and consider trades and the value in trades or do general roster building planning when you literally don't know any of the rules, including the expansion draft. And I think the expansion draft is the one that kind of bugs me, because I guess that could be collectively bargained, but I also feel like the league probably dictates a lot of that unless it gets, you know, pushed out entirely. I guess the more I talk it out, I'm glad I'm not just like, what's the WNBA doing? Because I feel like that's a lazy take, right? It's lazy to just be like, how could they not know? And it's like, I just laid out all the reasons you don't know. I guess what I'm just saying is, this isn't a great point. This isn't a strong take in terms of putting the blame at someone's feet, which is the specialty of talking heads. But like, this situation stinks if you are a WNBA GM between now and the deadline, and say you are trying to decide whether to trade a young star because you think it is more valuable to get the return, because you are not, it's not that you don't like them. It's not that you have anything other than you actually did too well at your job. You have a glut of players. You have people succeeding, and you're not going to be able to keep them all. That stinks.
I can only imagine the stress and pressure that these GMs are on, because, as you mentioned, a really good point you brought up at the end of the interview there with Kendra was the NBA right now, all of these moves that are being made. We've seen so many GMs that have had to navigate the luxury tax and various different financial implications. The WNBA, they have no idea what kind of financial implications they'll have to deal with, which makes this 100 times harder.
Right. And so right now, the WNBA is a hard cap league. It's like the NHL, or what most people think of as a salary cap. This is the cap. You can't spend over it. You're literally not allowed. They will reject the contract or make you cut someone else. Like, you have to be cap compliant. That's not the case in the NBA. Like, you do have to follow rules, and there are penalties for going over, and there are roster building restrictions. You can't sign a player if you're over the cap unless they're your own player. By re-signing your own players and going over the cap, if you hit another threshold, you have to pay a luxury tax. So there's kind of a pot of money that goes into the league that owners have to pay. And while there are not a whole lot of extra team building restrictions, it's fairly onerous on the owners. And if you repeatedly are in the tax, then there are extra things. Because there are exceptions, like you can bring a player that's not your own in on what's called like the mid-level exception. And there's such thing as like a mid-level exception if you're over the cap, but there's a taxpayer mid-level, which is a different number if you're also in the tax. And then you have these first and second apron. WNBA's got none of that. And so if you're a team and you're thinking, well, in a couple years, we're probably like Sony hit, Kiki hit, those players are, you know, if they're this good, like, we're going to have to max them out. How are we going to pay Aliyah Edwards too? We can't. It's hard capped. Well, what if it's not hard capped? And by the way Shakira is playing right now, if she plays like this for the rest of the season, like, she's going to be a max level player. So, like, you can't max everybody unless you're allowed to and you can go into the tax, but that's not currently a thing. And so it's not anybody's fault, unless you want to say it's everybody's fault that they didn't get a deal done sooner. But I don't think the players or the league were ready to make a deal early, because the league is changing so rapidly from a financial situation. And it just puts everybody in a bind. And I don't, again, there's not like a take here that ends with, and it's Kathy Engelbert's fault, or it's the Players Association's fault, or it's or the Mystics are doing a bad job, or other there's no one at fault. It's just a really bizarre purgatory situation that it's worth acknowledging. It's going to be really interesting to watch. And this Aliyah Edwards, report from Kendra and Alexa Philippou at ESPN, it should be put in that context. All right, when we get back, Sonia Citron, all she's focused on is basketball, and that's what we're going to talk about with her. Except for, she was also quite the soccer player growing up. She was on a very popular soccer podcast live show here in D.C. the other night. We'll ask her about that experience. We'll talk about her athletic background growing up and why she's been able to be so successful so early on in her WNBA career. Sonia Citron, next on The Hoffman Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as well. Streaming on YouTube at the team 980. Our pleasure now to welcome back to the show Mystics guard Sonia Citron. Got a chance to talk to Sonia, of course, at Mystics Media Day. She and the team have now touched down in Minneapolis, where they will take on the Lynx tomorrow night. Sonia, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Very happy to have you on. Obviously excited to see y'all get back in action tomorrow night. And had a lot of fun, by the way, listening to the Men in Blazers show the other night that you and Georgia visited. For those that don't know, Sony and Georgia Amore were guests on the women's game, their live show for Men in Blazers, Sam Mewis, Raj Bennett, all them ahead of the U.S. women's national team being here in D.C. tonight. Sony, when whoever it was that asked you, hey, you want to do a live show in front of like 1,000 people with Georgia to talk about soccer? What was your response, and how much fun was it to ultimately do it?
That's actually funny. They asked Georgia, and then Georgia is the one that asked me and was like, hey, they were curious if like you would be down to do it as well. And I was like, sure, why not? Like, I love soccer, and I was also under the impression that it was a podcast. So I'm thinking, like, she was like, you want to do this podcast? And I was like, yeah, like, it would be fun, you know, to, I'm thinking, like, four people in a room, me, Georgia, you know, the other people, some, like, a microphone, like you think, you know, when you think
right.
of a podcast. And then the day of, I was like, oh, so I knew Kiki was coming to just, like, support us. And I was like, so is it just going to be Kiki, or like, will there be other people there? Like, I'm thinking Kiki will just be on the couch, like listening to it in real time. And Georgia was like, oh no, like there'll be a crowd. And I was like, okay. And now, like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, what kind of crowd, you know what I mean?
Like, right. Like, what did I just sign up for?
What kind of crowd is this going to be? Like, whatever. And then I get there and, Georgia finally tells me, like, oh yeah, like it's a live podcast since they're here. So it's going to be live. It's going to be in front of people. And then like the person that was running the show, or like managing or directing the show was like, oh yeah, like it's a great crowd. You guys are going to love it. There's like 600 people here. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my goodness. This cannot be real. That's just who I am, but it was super fun, super cool, a very, very cool experience. Again, like I've always loved soccer, I still do, so just to be able to talk to them and do it with Georgia, like it was really fun. So yes, I was not, like that's not what I signed up for, but I ended up enjoying it, so.
I love that. That's great. And specifically, like Men in Blazers is a very specific show. And Roger Bennett, who has been on the show before, and I've been lucky to know a little bit over the years, he's a very funny man. So, like, not only do you not know that you are going in front of a crowd of 600, when you are hearing Raj and Sam Mewis, like, do their, for lack of a better word, monologue, and, like, Raj is cracking all these jokes, like, how much worse is the what did I get myself into feeling?
It wasn't too bad because we had talked to him before, like he
okay.
came before the show even started and just gave us a rundown of like what we'd be talking about, what he would be asking us. And he, I mean, obviously when I met him, like he was awesome, you know, like you said, really funny, outgoing, just made us feel both like really comfortable. And he like loved the fact that I used to play soccer, and not only that, but it was like my number one sport. So like it was cool to talk to him about that. But yeah, we had talked to him before, so that didn't really make it worse. If anything, it made it better because I knew that he would keep it light and funny, you know, and if it was ever awkward, like he would probably crack a joke and help me out, you know, but
he's definitely good for
it
that.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, if you ever want to make him feel uncomfortable, give him a compliment. He's very English and hates
really?
It so much. Oh my God. He is known, Sony, for doing these very incredibly well-written complimentary introductions when he has guests on. And I basically turned the tables on and did that to him. He was squirming in his chair. He hated it so
really?
Much. Yeah. So if you ever
Good
you want to make
know.
Roger Bennett
yeah.
uncomfortable, just say something nice about him. He'll hate it. Sonia Citron's with us here on the Hoffman Show. So you've talked about more extensively on the show, but you've mentioned it here that soccer was your number one sport growing up. How do you think that shaped you? Like playing that sport shaped you as a basketball player?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me this question, and I feel like I honestly am not sure, but I know that it did help me for sure. Like, I feel like, well, one, like, when I was playing soccer, it helped me be in the best shape of my life. So that helped me with basketball. But obviously, I mean, I don't play soccer anymore, so that doesn't still help me. But I think I would like to say that it, like, has helped me kind of learn how to, like, move on the basketball court.
That makes sense.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah,
say,
well, I know, like, Steve Nash used to talk about this a lot because he played soccer a lot growing up in Canada, and he talked about the movement, and the big thing for him was like the spatial awareness, like how he was able to pass. He attributed it back to soccer. I don't know if that rings true for you or not.
Yeah, I would say, like, I feel like I love to cut, and I time my cuts pretty well, like, let's say behind the defense, or it, just knowing kind of when to cut, and I feel like that is something that you definitely do in soccer. Like, know when to make a run, when to, like, just like you said, like, kind of this spacing and that awareness. So I would definitely say that it helped me with that. I unknowingly, like, got that from basketball, because I never really thought about it until, like, people like you asked me. And I'm like, oh, let me think about that, actually.
Yeah, no, it definitely, there's something there. We'll figure it out over the years, but there's definitely something there. Two other things I wanted to ask you about, kind of adjacent to that, or to the show the other night. There was a comment that Georgia made when talking about the crowd, and, you know, you guys went to the Spirit game and have seen how rowdy things get at Audi Field. Obviously, folks coming out to CareFirst Arena, the crowds are great there. And she talked about the culture of sports in D.C., and specifically of women's sports in D.C., and how that, like, really affects you guys as players. She got to talk about that on that show. I'd love for you to talk about that on this show. What did you make of kind of that concept of culture and how it can feed off of the crowds and how those crowds even cross sports over to what the Spirit do at Audi Field?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like Georgia said, it's just an amazing atmosphere. And she talked about, like, culture. And I think that's super, super important, you know, like, not just like being, oh, it's the Mystics, and then, you know, far away, it's the Spirit, you know, like having that culture and that community piece, I think, is huge. And like you said, like, the fans, I said this on the show, but the fans, like, make or break your experience. I fully believe that. And I think we saw that during COVID when you weren't allowed to have anybody in the stands. Like, they really make the experience special and make it what it is. Like, yes, we do the playing, but they make the atmosphere, like, an amazing place to play in. So I think just having that crossover and having fans that like to watch basketball, like to play, like to watch soccer, or just like to support the D.C. community as a whole, I just think it's really, really important and something that's super special. And then even having that that connection between sports, athlete to athlete, I think we all can understand, just being professional athletes, like, what it takes and just how hard it is. So kind of having that connection and that support from your peers and just fellow DC athletes, I think it's really, really cool.
You guys were there the other night with Tara McKeown. Georgia told the story of how Croy Bethune sent her a text after she had her injury. Are there any of your peers, whether it's Spirit or any of the players on the Wizards or anybody else in town that you've really enjoyed connecting with since you've been here?
Honestly, not really, besides I would say just like the Wizards, just because we're in the same practice facility.
Right.
So we get to see, like, we see them a lot, and they're always working out just like we are. So we kind of have that similar grinds. But I think everything has been so hectic lately, but I do want to go to more Spirit games, go to more baseball games, hockey games, and like build those relationships. But so far,
You've been a little busy.
Been able to do that too much, but it's definitely, you know, on the radar.
Yeah, for sure. You got done playing at Notre Dame. You get drafted. You're here. You're doing media days, and next thing you know, here we are talking again. What are we? 17 games into the season already. It's crazy how fast it goes. And I'll wrap up with this. We actually talk a little basketball with you, Sony. Imagine that. I know. We're only 10 minutes into the interview. I think it was about time. I think people will watch you play and be like, oh my gosh, she started so well. It looks effortless. But being a rookie in the league and knowing how hard you work, how introspective you are, I'm sure there has been a learning curve, even if it's been hard to see from the outside. So especially with the run you've had, 20 points in three of your last four games, the rebounding numbers have been outstanding as well. What are some things that you're starting to pick up on, and what's it been like to experience these first 17 games and the improvement that you've made during them here in your rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been amazing. It's been really fun. I think one of the funnest things about it is that I get to learn every game, you know. And like you said, there's definitely like a huge learning curve, and I have my teammates, my coaches, like just the whole staff to thank for helping me through all of it. There's definitely a lot that goes into it. Like every single day with my position coach, we will watch film, really break it down, try to understand where I can get better, and then do like at least 20, 30 minutes of just nothing rigorous on the body just because of how often we play, but just little things that it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you do it every single day, like it really builds up. And like he'll tell me, and I don't even realize it, but he'll tell me like, oh, I see you doing something that we've worked on. And just hearing that from him is really, really cool, because again, it's something that I don't even realize I'm doing, but just, I mean, like you said, 17 games in, like he's seen progress, and it's cool to hear that, because we put the work in. But I would say I feel like the biggest thing or things that I'm trying to get better at and doing so is like it's kind of the mental aspect of it. You don't realize how big the little things are. So like coming off of screens tighter or using your body to create space, like things like that. Because everybody is bigger, stronger, taller, faster, like there's little things that really just help. And I feel like those are the things that I've been able to improve on and will try to like continue to do so. And that applies to like things like getting open, you know, when they top block you, or when they're just like little things that just, again, don't seem like a lot, but like are super important.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. The margins are so small at the top level, and if you know what you're looking for, you can see it, and it's been really fun to watch. Last question here for Sonia Citron, Mystics rookie, and again, Mystics Lynx tomorrow night. You can hear it here on the Team 980. Shakira Austin, the last couple of weeks, since she really got healthy, got back in the starting lineup, the minutes restriction came off, and it was like she was just let out of a cage. You obviously knew about Shakira, as a player, I'm sure watching her. She's had fits and starts of this throughout her W career. But to see this version of Kira and to like see it every day, what's it like to see someone playing this sport at this level, at that level?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I think we all knew Kira had it in her. And just to see her be able to do that and consistently do it and just keep getting better and really see her growth. I mean, it's been awesome. Like I'm so, so proud of her. And like we all knew she was that good, you know, but again, just seeing it happen in real time. And even like day to day, you just see her getting better. Like she's becoming a play, like not only scoring and rebounding, but becoming a playmaker, getting assists, getting steals, like just touches every, facet of the game, and has truly just been such a difference maker, you know, like you said, came into the starting lineup, has been such a force to deal with in the paint. And I see every day how hard she works. So again, just to see that and see her succeed and do well. I mean, it's, as a teammate, like it's awesome. It's amazing. I love seeing that. And I know she's only going to get better.
And if only she was any fun to be around. She's just like such a shy, quiet person and, you know,
yeah,
never lets
so
anybody
shy.
Know
just
about
like me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically the same. Sonia Citron with us here on the Hoffman Show. Sonia, great to chat as always. We'll do it again later this season. Best of luck tomorrow night and over the weekend. And we'll chat soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sonia Citron, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, it's Lynx Mystics from Minnesota tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. When we get back, we wrap up the show with real things real people said into real microphones. Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. What a great chat with Sonia Citron. She tries to sell herself as like she's super shy, and like she is. She's definitely not like gonna look to do a million interviews, and she's not putting herself out there a ton. I think Sony's more comfortable in a pair of sweats than she is like putting on a tunnel fit or whatever. We talked about that in our media day interview. Because she had that draft fit and everyone was like, whoa, who is this Sonia Citron? She's like, yeah, don't expect that very often. But man, when she decides to talk, she is great. The story she told about doing that show, Ben, if we had that story from another show, we'd probably play it in Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. But we don't have to because she just said it on our show, you know? It's kind of how that goes.
That's right.
So if you missed the chat with Sonia Citron, our chat with Kendra Andrews, or any of the rest of the show today, check it out wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or, of course, the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live not only on the Odyssey app, but now on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. All right, without further ado, tomorrow on the show, never read the comments because it's a Thursday, so 5:30 tomorrow. We're doing that. There's also a piece in The Athletic that came out earlier this week on AI in the NFL. Like, what is the future of AI in the NFL? And we're going to talk to the guy who wrote it tomorrow on the show as well. Do a little Mystics Lynx preview. And then we're getting ready for July 4th. So that's it. Ben, do you have any big plans for July 4th?
Nope. I'll be in here for like 8 hours.
Oh, nice. I'm going to go see Beyonce. So you have fun.
Wow. We're on the opposite end of 4th of July plans. I'll say that. But that sounds really fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it. Cowboy Carter coming to Landover. Wifey and I are going to be there, and I'm excited about it. So that's what I'm doing Friday instead of this show. Advantage me. All right, it's time for Real Things.
Real Things.
We're not going to be f***ed this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, this was an awesome quote from Carter Bryant. Carter Bryant is the newest draftee to the San Antonio Spurs, or one of them. Obviously, Dylan Harper, the number two pick. He was picked later on in the first round. And could you imagine just walking into your new team and you walk into a workout and these are the dudes in the gym?
Everything happened so fast. I think the thing that really put me in a whirlwind is when I walked into a breakfast, Manu was there. And then I saw Timmy D and I saw Coach Popovich. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's my whole childhood just standing right in front of me. Like these dudes know my name, like they're greeting me, telling me I'm a hell of a player and all these things. It's like this is crazy. Like this is my childhood right in front of me.
Ben, here would be my question. Who is that for you? Like if you walk into, especially like I'm old and jaded now, I'm 35. Right? You're 20, what would you say? You're 21 years old. You
Correct.
Turn 22 soon.
Yeah.
So you're still young enough that like you got idols in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's the room of like sports broadcasters that you walk into that you're like, holy crap.
Probably if I walked into like any of the TNT play-by-play guys like Brian Anderson or Ian Eagle, something like that.
I'll have to let Ian know. He'll be thrilled.
Noah's closer to my age.
Noah is closer to your age.
Maybe I'd actually know him at some point.
Yeah, no, this is a true story. I once slept on Noah Eagle's couch.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been lucky enough to know Ian for a long time. And so I've known Noah since Noah was like coming out of high school, basically, and was on a trip back to Syracuse much earlier in my career where I had very little money. And so I knew Noah, and you know, Noah's roommate at Syracuse was Drew Carter, who's the play-by-play voice of the Celtics.
Yeah, I've met him a couple times as well, because his mom worked as the concessions merch person for the Cape Cod team I did play-by-play
for.
There
you go.
Amanda Carter.
It's a small work.
They got a great corgi named Thor.
Shout out to Thor and Amanda and Drew. But I stayed on Drew and Noah's couch on a trip back to Syracuse. And that story horrified Ian. Absolutely. He's like, when I walked in that house, he told the story on our show. He's like, my wife cried when she walked into that house. Anyway, that's our show. We'll see you tomorrow for one more before the holiday.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.